Most Wyomingites have long since taken down their Christmas trees and wrapped up their winter holidays, but for people who practice the Baha'i faith, the festival of Ayamiha, where families get together and exchange small gifts, is right around the corner.
The Baha'i religion is a relatively young one. Founded in Persia in the mid-1800s, it follows the teachings of two prophets, the Bab and Baha'u'llah. They taught about the oneness of God and of religion, and that God continues to reveal truths to humanity throughout time. Drew Hanick is on the Regional Baha'i Council for the Northern Plains States. From her home in Cody, Hanick tells Wyoming Public Radio's Rebecca Martinez that the Baha'i faith isn't that different from more common religions. In fact, it includes many elements of them.
We recognize the divinity of Christ and Moses and Abraham, the divinity of Muhammad, as well as those of Krishna and Buddha and other religious teachers of the world. On the one hand, we're very much like Christianity, Judaism, or Muslim in that we say there is only one God. We are a monotheistic religion. On the other hand, we say that religions are on a continuum, that they haven't been segmented like mankind has tried to do, but that God continues to send his teachers, his messengers, throughout the ages as man advances, both materially, emotionally, spiritually, and physically.
So what drew you to the Baha'i faith, and what might surprise people to learn about it?
What drew me to the Baha'i faith was the affirmation that the golden rule is in all religions, that there is one God, and that no one of any religious following is excluded from the broader divine blessings of the Holy Spirit. I, as a child, couldn't understand why some people, if they were good people, would go to hell just because they hadn't heard of Jesus Christ. That didn't resonate with me as being reasonable. So when I heard about the Baha'i faith and said that God has continued to give us the teachings and that we are to follow our path and our spiritual teachings to the best of our ability, that resonated with me.
What are some of the sort of practices or what's the day-to-day life of a Baha'i like?
Well, we have no clergy, so we have to be responsible for our own spiritual development. And in the Baha'i teachings, Baha'u'llah admonished us to read sacred writings morning and evening. We have a prayer we say once a day. The Baha'is fast, which is coming right up, and it looks a bit like a fast of Ramadan, but it's also kind of like Lent in that the purpose is to spiritually renew us. And there are Baha'is in every country in the world, and we're all trying to learn how to work together in unity and appreciate each other's diversity.
So how common are Baha'is in Wyoming? Are you the only one?
Thank goodness I am not the only one. We have about 150 Baha'is in Wyoming at this time. In the early 80s, there were more, but because of the bust of the oil industry, people lost their jobs, so they moved to other communities. The western part of Wyoming has probably the largest concentration of Baha'is. We have no clergy, so our spiritual development really is on our shoulders. But there is community in the Baha'i faith as well, and in communities of two or three, they will gather together once every 19 days for what is called a feast, and we have fellowship together.
I understand that the Baha'i Festival of Ayamiha is coming up. What does that festival represent, and how do you celebrate?
Ayamiha is a time between the last 2 months of the Baha'i calendar where we celebrate our family, do charity, have parties, small gift giving, but it's a time of joy and happiness to prepare us for that last Baha'i month, which is our fast month. We were with friends in Billings over the weekend, and we all had two beautiful dinners together. Some of the children received presents from their grandparents who were in town, and just generally a very joyous time. For my family, we will be having a dinner together and a small gift exchange. And in my family, we also do a treasure hunt of hiding presents and having people go try to find them by you're getting hotter, you're getting colder. But that's our family tradition. Every Baha'i family does things their own way. Some people have, you know, particular foods that they will prepare. And we talked about that, how, you know, for the Jewish Seder, they have specific dishes that they prepare. But for the Baha'i families, it's whatever they have chosen to establish as their own family tradition. We moved to Wyoming in 1982 when my husband accepted a teaching job in Star Valley, and we were the only Baha'i family at the time. So to, you know, make it feel festive for us, we started inviting all our neighbors for open houses. And our neighbors, actually, when we moved to Cody in 2000, they asked us, well, are your renters going to have an Yamiha party? And eventually some other people who were Baha'is moved to Star Valley and rented our house. And, yes, they did have big Yamiha open houses. And what's very nice about, there are about 50 Baha'is in Star Valley now. And one of the things that they do is they provide a luncheon for all the hospital staff during a Yamiha. And that's kind of a thank you to the hospital staff. And, you know, it goes in with that element of charity and kindness.
Drew Hanick, thank you for talking with me.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling, Rebecca.
Drew Hanick is a Baha'i who lives in Cody.